Every year on July 1st, the deep groan of troller engines might sound around a southeast Alaskan harbor at any hour past 12:01 a.m. for the summer's first Chinook or King Salmon opening, a window of time targeting this year approximately 98,135 King Salmon. In the Dawn A, an old wooden troller based out of Port Alexander, we got a late 3:30 a.m. rumbling start. Winding our way in and around the fjords of Lower Chatham Straits, we lowered the trolling poles out into a V and set the gear, dropping the cannonballs into the dark of the ocean and snapping leaders with bait and flashers onto the steel wires as the gurdies clattered and spun them out below the stern. And then we waited. Moving slowly through a calm sea, we watched clouds travel along the coast, some classic rock on satellite radio, the occasional whale or sea lion, and the endless flow of black coffee.
It is the worst fishing that I've ever experienced in my entire life on the Dawn A. It is the slowest it's ever been.
Finally, hours into the day, Blake Conaway, the skipper of the Dawn A, pulls up something besides an empty hook.
We didn't even catch humpies today, just caught one king.
After we got to the fish tender in Port Armstrong, the EAC, cranes took the ice bags from the hold and emptied and weighed the fish on deck. There, we realized that many other trollers fishing around Chatham had encountered a similar king opening, one with not very many kings.
I had 8 stinking fish, 1 stinking cove.
That's it?
Dan Dunn, the captain of the EAC, noticed their absence as well.
We've only got like 100 fish on board, maybe. 100 kings on board, which is not a lot for us.
1 medium red king salmon!
1 medium!
But things were not all bad for the fleet. Patty Scannis, the regional troll management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says that approximately 548 boats in this year's fishery have an overall catch rate comparable to past years.
And when you talk to individuals, of course, it varies widely. Some people are doing well and others not so well. But right now, it looks like somewhere around 10,000 per day is what they're catching.
The preliminary price for those kings is $3.69 a pound, down from the spring fishery price of $5.89 a pound, and slightly below last year's price of $3.78 a pound. And as those daily 10,000 fish begin to make their way from troller to tender to processor, and maybe eventually to our plates, the fishermen will return too. Reporting aboard the salmon troller Dawn A off the southern coast of Baranoff Island, I'm Diana Saverin.